Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris. This Wednesday marks the 200th birthday of Maria Mitchell, the noted astronomer who started her career on Nantucket. Maria was born in 1818, one of 10 children. At the time, most girls received little or no formal schooling, but Maria's father William, a Quaker, believed that boys and girls should be educated equally.
Her father, William Mitchell, was an amateur astronomer, and he had a small telescope, and he taught Maria a lot of what he did, and they used to scan the skies together at night.
That's Regina Jorgensen, director of astronomy at the Maria Mitchell Association.
When she was 12, she actually helped her father observe a total solar eclipse from right here on Vestal Street.
One night, she was scanning the skies and saw something she hadn't seen before.
And she immediately recognized it to be a comet. She told her father, and they immediately wrote a letter to their colleagues at the Harvard College Observatory. However, a storm came up on the island, and the letter didn't go off for several days. And in the meantime, somebody in Europe discovered the same comet. Eventually, after about a year of back and forth, they were able to show that it was Maria who had actually discovered the comet first. And so she was awarded this gold medal, and along with it came a lot of fame.
Maria became the first woman professor of astronomy at Vassar College, and spent the rest of her career teaching physics and astronomy to women.
She did not like lecturing to her students. She preferred to have them learn by doing. So just start doing some research and figure it out.
Maria Mitchell died in 1889. In 1902, a group of her friends, students, and relatives founded the Maria Mitchell Association to honor her legacy. The association has grown up around Maria's birth house and encompasses a research center, administrative offices, residences for visiting astronomers, and an observatory.
So the light comes in this end here. It hits the primary mirror, and then it bounces back to a secondary mirror.
Jason Leonardo Finger is the curator of the Maria Mitchell birth house, which remains largely unchanged.
So this is the birthplace of Maria Mitchell.
Yes, it is. You're actually standing in the kitchen that her father added when she was about 7 years old. Most of the pieces in the house are original. We have a lot of the original decorative.
The telescope through which a 12-year-old Maria observed the solar eclipse still sits in the front room.
There were 10 children in all. There were 6 girls and 4 boys.
How did she stay out of their way to do her work?
She was the third oldest. She was the second girl. And her father would, after this kitchen actually was added on, he took out a second staircase the family had, and he made a little study for his children, most often used by Maria. But that's where she hid away to do all of her kind of calculations.
The study is little more than a tiny alcove at the end of the second floor hall, just big enough for one person to sit.
Wow, this is actually Maria's study
right
here. Yeah,
this is where she can work. You can see a little sign there that says, Miss Mitchell is busy, do not knock.
There's a chronometer and a small book open to a page with astronomical charts and drawings. It's as if Maria went out for a walk and might be back any minute to resume her studies.
What was she supposed to have been like as a person?
She had a great sense of humor. She was quite clever. She was creative. And every year at the end of the school year, she hosted dome parties for her students in which she would serve, quote-unquote, celestial refreshments. And she would have them all come together, and they'd all write rhymes about one another, and they'd write rhymes about her. But the best was that she wrote rhymes about all of them.
Today, Maria's philosophy lives on at the Maria Mitchell Association. Visiting astronomers spend the summer doing research through a program funded by the National Science Foundation. There are about 30 summer interns as well. Regina Jorgensen says Maria would appreciate all the activity.
I think she would love it. I mean, it's so vibrant and active, and everybody is interested in education and educating people and in doing science and in learning about the natural world.
For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris on Nantucket.